Moncrief on News Talk.
Back in 2009, an archaeology team found a cache of bones in a cave in Clare. Among them, the remains of a wildcat. More recently, it's been carbon dated and found to be 5,500 years old, making it the Ireland's oldest cat, at least that we know about. Dr. Marion Dowd from Atlantic Technological University in Sligo was part of that team. Good afternoon, Marion.
Good afternoon, Sean.
Tell us about this cave, because there seemed to be not just the cat, but there were loads of bones in there.
Yeah, so it's a cave in the Burren in County Clare, and we were carrying out excavations there over 5 years at different seasons of excavation. Lots and lots of usage of the cave over about 10,000 years, and we had 35,000 animal bones, everything from 10,000-year-old bears through to 3,000-year-old wolves, and then kind of modern cattle, sheep, pig. And in the mix, we had the remains of a wild cat.
So there must have been something about this cave that made animals think that's a good place to shelter.
Yeah, I mean, some of the bones relate to animals sheltering in the cave, and then other bones have been dragged in by wolves or foxes that would have been using the cave as a den. And then we also have human activities in the cave. People were using the cave as a place of burial and religious activity in the Bronze Age, and they were leaving deposits of animals or joints of meat in the cave. Later in the medieval period, people were living in the cave, and so we get the remains of their meals as well. So there's a whole mix, and I suppose that's a thing with cave archaeology. You end up with huge quantities of animal bones, and then it takes a long time to disentangle those and separate out natural occurrences from material that relates to human activities.
Yeah, God, that is fascinating. It's the cave itself is a time capsule covering thousands of years.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And that's actually a phrase that I've used in publications, that it's a real time capsule. It captures basically 10,000 years of life in the Burren. Everything, you know, every millennium during that 10,000 years.
Yeah. Now, a wild cat, would a wild cat have looked like kind of a domestic cat?
Yeah, they're very similar. And if we saw one nowadays, we wouldn't necessarily be able to differentiate it from a domestic cat. They tend to be about the same size, and they tend to be like our tabby cats that we have, that kind of coat. And from the skeletal remains, you can't necessarily differentiate between the skeleton of a wild cat and of a domesticated cat. There are some differences to the skull. But when we found our cat in Glencurran Cave, we didn't know how old it was. We figured it was early because it was beneath Bronze Age layers. But when we got it radiocarbon dated in Queen's University, it turned out to be 5,500 years old. And so we guessed that it was wildcat, because domesticated cat only came to Europe 2,000 years ago. But we wanted to confirm that. So we worked with colleagues, geneticists in the University of Rome in Italy, and they sequenced our Glencurran Cave cat and determined that, yes, it was genetically wildcat. So even though it looks like our domesticated cat, it's a totally different species. And its behaviour is quite different as well. It keeps away from humans. It doesn't really like humans. It's a very solitary animal. And so part of the question, one of the questions that's come up as a result of our analysis is, well, we know that wild cat was here 5,500 years ago, but we don't know when it was first introduced, and we don't know when it became extinct.
Now, and I assume wild cats didn't gradually become domesticated cats. We're talking two specifically different breeds.
Absolutely, yeah. So our domesticated cats originated from a wild species in Africa, but the wild cat species that we have here is a distinct, it's a different species. I mean, there's still wild cat in parts of Scotland, and there's talks in England of reintroducing wild cat. So at one time it would have been very widespread across Europe, but the numbers have been declining pretty rapidly over the last 200 years.
So given they were able to carbon date how old this cat was, were they able to throw any light on where it may have come from? Not that specific cat, but that kind of cat. Did it, what part of, I assume it came from Europe someplace, did it?
Well, it's broadly genetically similar to wild cats from Italy and Spain. So that's the part of Europe generally. And I suppose it ties in with wider questions of, you know, when did the cat come here? So after the last ice age, when we have Mesolithic hunter-gatherers moving to Ireland, you know, did they bring wild cat with them 10,000 years ago? Or was it the first farmers who came here 6,000 years ago? Did they bring wild cat?
Why would they have brought wildcat with them?
Well, for different reasons. We know that prehistoric people hunted wildcat for their furs. So for making clothing, that would be a main purpose. They probably wouldn't have supplied much meat, but clothing might have been an important part. I mean, you'll see wildcat skulls in other parts of Europe and Scandinavia from prehistoric sites, and they have cut marks where we can see prehistoric people were skinning the cats and using the furs. So that's one possibility for our wildcat. The genetic analysis also revealed that it was a male wildcat. We didn't know whether it was male or female, but that was another piece of information they could tell us.
Yeah, but so whenever it happened, but those people who came to Ireland would have deliberately brought live wildcats with them, would they?
Well, presumably. I mean, you might have situations where a wildcat stowed away on a boat, but then you wouldn't expect to have, you know, a thriving population of wildcats here. So, yeah, it's likely that these were deliberate introductions at some time in the very distant past.
Yeah. What would a wildcat live on? What would they eat?
Well, rodents, I suppose, if we think about feral cats nowadays, the kind of things that they would eat. So rodents would be a big thing, and they might scavenge, you know, food that had been left behind or carcasses, something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. And they died out eventually in Ireland, obviously. Is that because we hunted them to extinction?
Probably. You know, there's also habitat loss would have contributed to that. They like kind of forest habitats. So as forests declined, that would have affected wildcat numbers. But almost certainly it's because of human predation, human killing. We don't know when they became extinct. And part of the problem is because they don't like humans. They don't tend to come near human settlements wisely. You know, it's very difficult to determine if people say, well, we didn't see wildcats, you know, in the 1700s or 1800s. That doesn't necessarily mean they weren't here. And there would have been loads of debates in the 19th century and early 20th century between scholars arguing about, you know, the persistence of wildcats, because, of course, they can also be confused with our feral cats, our domesticated cats that have gone feral. They look the same, but they're a different species. And then complicating the matter even further, our pine marten, the Irish word or the Irish name for pine marten is An Cath Crian, the cat of the trees. So we have various references from medieval writers talking about wild cats, but we don't know if it's, you know, genetic wild cat or if it's a domesticated cat gone feral or maybe even a pine marten.
Have many remains of wild cats been found?
Well, we have cat bones from different prehistoric sites. So, for example, Newgrange. But the problem is that sometimes bones that are more recent, medieval domesticated cat bones, can work their way into prehistoric deposits. So just because we have cat bones in a prehistoric site, it doesn't necessarily mean that that's wild cat. It really has to be radiocarbon dated. And I mean, just to give an example, we have a second cat from Glencurran Cave, and this cat is only 1,000 years old. But we don't know whether that's a domesticated cat or whether it's actually a wild cat, because we haven't done any genetic analysis yet on that particular cat. So having cat bones from an archaeological or historical site doesn't tell you necessarily whether it's wild cat. You really need to get them radiocarbon dated. And so while we assume that there was lots of wild cat in Ireland in the past, they haven't been radiocarbon dated and they haven't been subjected to ancient DNA analysis.
I imagine getting bones radiocarbon dated might be a bit pricey.
It's about €500 per radiocarbon date. So, yeah. But if you've got a cave with 35,000 bones in it, yes. You can see where the problem is. You know, what do you want to date and what questions do you want to answer? So, you know, it's luck of the draw, really, in a way, when you're dealing with an assemblage of that size.
Marion, thanks very much for speaking with us today. That was Dr. Marion Dowd there, archaeologist at the Atlantic Technological University. Someone says, wild cats in Scotland have bred with domestic cats. Could that have happened in Ireland? Maybe, but as she said there, that one they found was 5,500 years ago. Domestic cats didn't arrive until 2,000 years ago. So maybe they never crossed paths at all here. And as you heard Marion say as well, they did like to hunt them for their pelts.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.